Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Happy Friday. Hopefully you guys have had a great week, and hopefully that good mood has landed you here. Hello, I am Riley, your podcast host. If you're new around these parts, welcome. Thank you for listening. I always like to keep it real here on this podcast, and I like to do a thing on Wednesdays. I know it's Friday, but I'm getting there, called Ask Riley. And it's where you guys ask me the questions that you want answered. And I love it when you guys do that because you make my job real easy. And I had a bunch of them this week. So unless I wanted to make the podcast like 4 hours long, I didn't get to all of them. But then I was going through them today again. And I was going to answer a couple of them just like on my Instagram stories, because that's where I usually get the bulk of them when I put up an Instagram like question box. And I found this one that I was like, oh, damn, I probably should have touched upon that. So I was like, hey, why not? I make the rules here around Really Riley, so let me just talk about it. So the question was, what do you do if someone is lying about you, but you've got red receipts? Ooh, buddy, the art of the red receipt. I swear to you, like cell phones and textual conversations have damn near made it impossible for people to lie on you, you know? And I used to know somebody that would literally say, like, I am so cognizant of what I put into my text because I never want to be that screenshot. I don't give red receipts. I'm like, ugh. Well, you're obviously somebody I'm not going to be trusting anytime soon. Noted. But the thing about red receipts, and like when social media arguments become a thing, because that's how a lot of people do their arguments nowadays, like it's like social media and things like that have just made it possible for people to be like trolls in their arguments and like get pity for their argument or get people to believe them in a way that's like so very one-sided. You know, and then the red receipt comes in. Have I ever been in a situation where I've had red receipts on people and they've been lying on my name? Yeah, all of the damn time. I mean, I'm in media. I'm an influencer. I'm a podcaster, of course. And, you know, I there are some people in my life that I have learned, because I love to talk to people. Like, I want to get on the phone. I want to talk it out if there's an issue. But sometimes I won't talk to you on the phone. I will just text you. Because I know if you get me on the phone, you're going to say some boo-boo because you want to get it out. And there's no way for me to prove it later. And it's sad that we all have to think about that in this day and age. But it's just true. Because like I said, when people are airing their dirty laundry on social media, and even if it's vague, it's like, you know, it's about you. You know what's going on there. And it's like this little jab to get to them. But like, it's different when they're lying. And I think it depends on the person and what they're lying about. So should you use the red receipt as like revenge or redemption? Again, I think it depends on where you are in life, because I know old school Hoochie Hoop Riley would have been like, let me just take these earrings out and just post the hell out of that. Riley, today, I'm just not about energy that does not serve me. Like, I mean, that doesn't mean I can't use it as prep for the show, but I'm not about acting on childish impulses. And, you know, the red receipts that I have on people, not on people, but I have just because that was the textual conversation, could end some people for show. But do I want to do that? No. Because what you put out, you get back times three. And just because somebody else is being a dirtbag, like lying about things about you, doesn't mean that you need to go back and like justify what they're doing. You don't have to like give them a reaction that might be justified, but is like, I don't know, maybe equally as negative in a sense. It's just, it's messy. It's messy, messy boots. Because I like to pride myself on being a person that's trustworthy. So I think it would also depend on the context too, because if they're putting stuff out there that could, you know, ruin relationships that you have with people like friends or business people or family, like that's just kind of like, do you have the right to defend yourself? And for me, it's like, if this was me in this situation, I would have to think like, I've been for years in situations where I've been the good girl. I've shut my mouth. I've let people just do what they will. I don't want to make this person mad. I don't want that person mad. What's this person going to think? Oh my God, should I do that? Blah, blah, blah. And I kind of don't care about that anymore. Like, it's obviously, you know, but is it serving you to go back and just regurgitate this wheel of drama? Because isn't that what the person is asking for? I need to like, I don't like to ask more context when they ask Riley questions, because I feel like if somebody wanted to give me more context on things, they would have emailed or they would have, you know, reached out more via DM. So I don't really want to reach out to this person and be like, hey, can you tell me more about this? But I wanted to hear y'all's take about it. So I obviously put this on Instagrams and wanted to see, like, you know, because I don't have more of the backstory on what this person's asking, I didn't want to give a super informed decision in that. Because for me right now, if you're asking me on here, Ask Riley, I probably wouldn't do the whole red receipt thing. It just makes you look like you're the person, like if someone's close to you and maybe they might question like, oh God, you know, if I ever get mad at her, is she going to do this to me? It just doesn't seem like it. I don't know. Like, it just doesn't serve you. Maybe. Again, don't know the full context, but let's see what people said in the comments so far on Instagram. Somebody said, I would save the receipts in my back pocket for if I truly ever needed to defend myself. But I also feel like those that truly know me know the truth about me, and those that don't know don't matter. Huh. Well, that's very sage advice, ma'am. She also said to add, people that are lying are probably doing it to get a reaction, so you don't owe those people the satisfaction. It's so true, but I also sympathize with the fact that it's so hard to hear something or read something that someone is saying about you, and in that context, they're probably just bull-faced lying. Because usually when people tell one-sided conversations, that's what they do. They're not telling a one-sided conversation in order to really like get resolution. That's not it. They're getting it because they didn't get their way and they're being a brat about it. Somebody else said, yes, glam, on the video. Well, thank you, ma'am. Someone else on here said, in certain situations, I think you absolutely have to hold on to the receipts. If it's something that's going to come back to bite you in the ass later, yes, you need them. If it's something that you're holding on to, ruminating on it and letting it control you, you don't need them. Love the red and love you, Moss. I was wearing one of my red wigs in the Instagram at Riley Couture because I miss my red hair from time to time, but I don't feel like killing it again because I've worked so hard to grow it out and my curl pattern. Another person on here said, the old me would put the red receipts on blast to show my side, XYZ. The new me gives, duly noted, make a mental, and the receipts are for as a reminder of what clearly doesn't serve me. Ooh, I like that. Because a lot of people are saying, you know, you should just get rid of them, get them out of your phone, or just keep them later. But keep, that's a good spin on that. Good job, lady. Keep them as a reminder. Like, I'm not going to do anything to retaliate against you. I'm not going to be that petty, but I will look at this now and have it always as a reminder of like, I see you, boo. Because I always say this, like people teach you, you teach people how to treat you. And when people show you who they are, believe them. I also saw this one thing on TikTok, or maybe it was Instagram, and I think I posted about it too, that it was something along the lines that I'm paraphrasing here, that like people don't get to get mad at you when you figured their shit out and you don't mess with them anymore because of that. Like Full disclosure, like I did a cleansing spell the other day with this wonderful lady I know called Persephone's Witchery, because I was like, I just feel like I keep getting stuck in this loop of like forward motion and then something else happens, forward motion and something else happens. So I want to do like a cleansing spell. But she said within that, she could feel that the people that I used to be in certain circles with are talking shit. And I was like, oh, you know, it feels good to find like be free of that. And that doesn't mean people aren't going to still talk shit about you, but to get to a space where, all right, do it. Glad I'm infiltrating your brain all damn day. Like, glad you've been doing nothing but thinking about me. But I just feel like people get so up in arms about being in the right. I know that a lot of times it's like when you say to somebody like, okay, we can agree to disagree, they think that's so egregious. Like, oh my God, how dare you? And it's like such a slap in the face, which sometimes it is. It's kind of like a polite way of being like, F you, I'm not going to deal with you anymore, but I don't feel like have the energy for or want to like wrinkle up my Botox anymore to sit here and argue with you. Go ahead and think what you want to think. Now, another saying that comes to mind that my husband always gave me that was, you have no idea how much violence it took for me to become this peaceful. Sit with that one for a second. You have no idea how much violence it took for me to become this peaceful. Now, that doesn't mean like, oh yeah, this person was like, you're going throwing bows, you threaten me, because that's what a Karen would say. But it's not that. It's just in life, for me at least, I went through so much trauma and violence in my younger years, you know, like we've heard this on the podcast that I did about my journey with domestic abuse. It's a couple down if you haven't listened to it. And it's just all of these things, violence in my mind, violence in people's attitudes, like all of these traumas that I went through that I'm not going to stir up more. For what? What is it serving me? These days, if it's not for my family, if it's not for my happiness, if it's not for my businesses, my friends, or it doesn't make me money, and by friends, I mean you two listening, I'm not doing it. It's stupid. So red receipts, again, pending that this isn't like a business thing, because if it's a business thing, you keep them receipts, girl. If it's somebody tarnishing like your hard work or your good name, oh yeah, that might be a different thing. That might be more than just putting it in your back pocket for later. But you also have to realize when you put that out there, I feel like it's like when you're my son who's in second grade, I don't know what is happening in life, but they're like, there's like fights happening all the time and they're like making fun of each other and being like really mean. And it's like when people get into squabbles like back and forth on social media, it kind of feels like that. That the teacher comes over and like she didn't see it and she's just like, I didn't see it. Both of you, stop it. I think for people on the outside looking in, a lot of times there's camps. There's the people that absolutely think you're right, that are your ride or dies, whether you are or not. There's the people that absolutely think you're wrong, that, you know, just that's it. You're wrong and that's it. And then there's like the teacher that's just like, I didn't see it. Both of y'all stop it. You're both being messy. Quit it. So I think when you will answer that in either anger or revenge or whatever, it's not going to get a resolution. You'll have made your point, sure. And sometimes that's very valid, but to put the truth of it all out there, sometimes people won't even see the truth in that. They will pick through it. They will, you know, there's no bona fide, like, I got a red receipt. It's sometimes people will always be like finding holes in that because they want to see it a certain way. And if they want to see it that certain way, that's not your job to change their mind. You know, you're not their mother. And we're all adults here. So it's like long past trying to rework somebody's brain. And it just seems exhausting to try to do that. Again, I do say that with all the respect of if somebody's got, you know, lying to your boss or lying to, you know, you're a business owner and people are lying to your audience or whatever, like the people that, you know, your patrons, if you will, that might be a little different to clear your name. Because how many times in Hollywood don't we see these like feuds and all this stuff where somebody just gets canceled? And really solely because of like something they didn't do or something that was blown out of proportion, and or something that's really easy when you're a keyboard warrior or having one of those one-sided conversations to say, like, I would never do that. I could never do that. Yes, you would. You know, is your closet so clean and holier than thou? So it probably isn't worth it to throw those red receipts out there. And again, I have been a petty Betty in my past. And I said, remember, I told you I'm nice until I'm not. And when the old school hoochie hoop Riley comes out, it's a different situation. But I kind of want to keep her at bay. You know, she comes out when she's provoked. But I just think maybe I like the last response to this, though, a lot, that it was just like, I'm going to keep them. I'm going to have them. But I'm just going to use it as a reminder that I've evolved beyond this pettiness, and you know, you should just say, like, I can do better with my time than this. The sun is finally shining, the weather is warming up, let's go get a tan instead of dealing with this ridiculous drama. So that's my two cents on that for my little bonus ask Riley. But that was a really good question. I'm glad that I got to it. But if you guys have any Ask Rileys, you can hit me up at reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com. Also, I had somebody ask me the other day. They were like, you know, Riley, I have a friend that has a small business and they were wanting to like advertise with you, but they thought it might be too expensive. I'm just like, well, what's your budget? Because the cool thing about this is that I own this podcast and I can do what I want. So if you have any of those inquiries, you can also send it to the email at reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com. You can send any questions, comments, concerns to the DMs at Riley Couture, R-I-L-E-Y-C-O-U-T-U-R-E, at Really Riley Podcast, and at House of W by Riley. And if you guys haven't commented on the video, I would love to hear more of your thoughts because I think this is a good one. It seems like, you know, it's a situation that most of us have been in. And that's the things that I really like to talk about. I like to relate in that way. So that's another reason why Ask Riley is my favorite. And I got to do it twice this week. I hope you guys have a really, really great weekend. And I will chat with you on Monday. Thanks for listening. It's Really Riley.